Last class, we were studying the mantra Adhyavoche Dadhivakta. What does that mantra do? What's the benefit of that mantra? What's the essence of that mantra? Hello. What's the essence? Yeah.
Supreme healing.
Supreme healing, yes. What? Healing from what?
Doctor.
Huh?
Doctor.
Doctor, true. But what does the doctor do? What does he do? Yeah.
He heals various diseases.
What is the most fundamental disease?
Fear.
Fear. So, what is the meaning of that last sloka, last mantra that we, what is the essence of it? Who said what? What is the essence of that mantra? Yes.
Why fear when?
I
am here. And somebody joked with me, the problem is, when you are there is the fear. If you are not there is no fear. So the problem is having Swami in front of is the fear, huh? That is the fear. Somebody told me that the problem is, Shekharji, when you are there is fear. Do I look like some demon or something to all of you?
No,
yeah. Do you look at me, do you feel fearful?
No.
Yeah, okay. So that's the adult's problem. Okay. One of the many problems of the adults. Okay, that's fine. We'll leave the adults aside. You don't feel fear when I'm here, right? Yeah? No. What do you feel? What do you feel when I'm here?
Okay.
You feel okay? All right. Okay. So, the meaning of that particular mantra, why fear when I am here? Now, when we go deeper into this I am here is not referring to an individual. It doesn't mean that Baba is there, therefore there is no fear. That is true. But actually, the inner significance of this is, when I am here, when you are present to something, there is no fear. When I am, not as individual, I am as the presence, here and now. You understand? I am in quotations, I am putting in quotations. Why fear when I am is here? That means when you are present to something, there is no fear. When you are not present to something, then there is fear. You understand? It's a little more deeper for the little children. When you are present to something, supposing if a dog comes running to you because the dog wants to attack you, if you are present to the dog, means you look at the dog into the eyes and you say, come here, puppy, little puppy, then what will, all its fear will go away. It will come and it will wag its tail and come and hug you. If you fear the dog, then the dog will bite you. If you don't fear the dog won't do anything. Do you understand? Same thing with when you are present to something, it doesn't hurt you. When you are not present to it, you understand what I mean, present? Understand? Yeah. You have to be present to things without any judgment. Then there is no fear. So that's the real antaradham of that meaning. Why fear when I am here? Now, Rabindranath Tagore is one of my favorite poems again from Gitanjali. You know who? Do you know who Rabindranath Tagore is? Yeah, who is he? He wrote the Indian anthem, exactly. He is the one that wrote the Indian anthem. How many of you know Indian anthem? Yeah. What? How does it go?
Jaya Rama Jaya Rama Jana Gana Mana Gana Nayaka Jaya Bharata Bhaja.
Tagore says a beautiful poem, where the mind is without fear. There is a poem in that, where the mind is without fear and the head is held high. Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high. Where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls. Very important. Why? Somebody is trying to build a wall. Where the world has not been broken up into pieces by narrow domestic walls, where words come from the depth of the truth, where tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection, where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my father, let my country awake. I'll send this poem to you. This is a beautiful poem where he starts with, where the mind is without fear and the head is held high. You have to walk with your head high. You have to walk like lions, not like sheep. Understand? So when you're walking like a lion, your shoulders should be like this, not like this. You see how many children, how they sit like this? They're all sheep. They don't have their shoulders like this. Your shoulder, when you're like this, your shoulder is like this. It shows your presence. If you're sitting like this, you're a sheep. When you're like this, you are a
lion.
And now, when you are walking, you should walk with like a lion. When you're talking to somebody, you should look into their eyes and talk, because you connect with them. Otherwise, when some people don't even look at the other person's eyes when they're talking. It's the quality of a sheep, like that. Huh? When you talk to somebody, you should be fearless. Why you should fear? Why fear when?
I am here.
I am here, yes. When you are present to the other person, you don't need to fear. You understand? That is, now you understand that mantra, the sixth mantra, is so powerful. It's the most powerful spiritual mantra, because fear is the one that stifles spiritual freedom. Any person who is a spiritual person is fearless, and fearlessness gives happiness. Fearlessness gives truthfulness. When you are when you don't have fear, you tell what it is like and you are not afraid to tell the truth. You understand? Children, are you listening to me? Yeah. So sit like a lion, not like a sheep. Yes. So when you're my hand is hurting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, positive posture. Yes, that's right. And you should chant also. When you're sitting like this, you can chant better. When you're sitting like this, you cannot chant. Yeah? You understand? Okay. Adhyavochanadhivakta. We'll move to the next one. Now we move on to the seventh mantra. The next three mantras invoke the presence of the sun. S-U-N, sun. Not S-O-N, sun. Okay, the sun's presence is invoked in the next three mantras. And why? Now you should be asking the question. This Rudra is about Shiva, no? Where is the sun coming into picture? Right? Question? Anybody has a question like that in their mind? Yes or no? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Why there is a sun coming in between Shiva? I already explained in the very beginning. The presence of God, three different ways: outside, the sun, inside, the fire, and the indweller is the Shiva. No difference between the three. Fire, sun, Shiva, their job description is the same. What is the job description? What does the sun do? Light up the world, destroys darkness. What does the fire do? Keep you warm. Yeah, exactly. Keep you warm and keeps you burning. Yes? When there is no fire inside you, they say the fire in the belly. When there is no fire in the belly, you become what's called, Swami says, castor oil faces. Castor oil faces. It's some Avadandagina Mohara. So means that people don't have life in their face. Some people, you look at them, you don't feel like even smiling at them. Right? Yeah, you should not be like that. When somebody looks at you, they should automatically smile. You understand? And when you smile at someone, will other fellow look at you like this? No. They will also automatically, like a little baby, you know, supposing when you're standing in a line, right, in a line for a line, meaning like a line, not like a lion, a line, and then there is a baby in the lap of a mother, and that baby looks at you and it smiles at you. What do you do? You smile, yeah. So beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, you smile, obviously you smile at the baby. Now if you smile at somebody, everybody has to smile at you. That's the easiest thing you can do. If you have a serious face, you know, like that walking around. Supposing you are walking around. Is anybody smiling at you? They are laughing at you. Yeah? So smile on the face. Now, what the smile comes with, so while you talk about the fire in the belly, the fire inside you is the fire that keeps you positive and awake. And if that fire doesn't light up, you don't feel hungry. And therefore the fire inside you burns your calories. The fire inside you burns. And the fire inside you is the one that is keeping you warm. And the fire inside you gets you going. Therefore, there is no difference in the fire that is outside the sun, the fire that is inside you. They are the same job description. The same job description is Shiva. Shiva is the one that destroys your ignorance like the fire. You understand? So therefore, these three mantras invoking the sun. Now you understand, very beautiful mantra is, three mantras are coming up now.
Asavyastamro aruna uta babhru sumangalaha chemagum rudra abhito dik echemagum rudra abhito diksho srita sahasraso vai shagum hedayimahe asavyastamro aruna utabha bhru sumangalaha echemagum rudra abhito diksho srita sadha srasho vaishagum hedayimahe.
Are you all now anxious to know what this means? It's like a music, no? Singing? It's like singing. Veda is like singing. It's like music. And you connect to the rhythm of the Veda. You connect to the rhythm of the mantra. Then the mind stays stuck to the rhythm. Mind is like a needle, it's always moving. And the rhythm of the mantra is like a magnet. It sticks. Mind is won't be wavering when you are chanting Veda. And now the meaning is like electricity. And the electricity illumines the intellect. The mind is not moving, the intellect is illumined, life becomes very clear. Life is very clear. Just connect to what I am saying, that is so profound. When the mind is not wavering and the intellect is illumined, then what happens? Everything is so clear, no confusion. Life becomes very easy. Most of the time the problem is the intellect is dull. It's not illumined. The mind is wavering all the time. You want to focus on something, something else comes up, mind leaves this, goes after that, goes after that, goes after that. So the mind has to be stable. The thought has to be fixed. Thought has to be fixed. And then intellect has to be illumined. Then you can see everything clearly. So clearly. That's what visionaries are about. You get a vision like that. What everybody is thinking, think outside the box. It's total nonsense. There is nothing called thinking outside the box. You have to think inside the box. Creativity is not thinking outside the box. Creativity is thinking inside the box. So focused. It's like Ajyadharaya Srotasasamam Sarala Chintanam Viratah Param. Bhagavan Ramana says, it has to be like an oil flowing, like a constant stream of flow. Thought has to flow like that, without any distraction. Asau, let's kind of, now I will tell you the words in this mantra. Asau yaha tamraha arunaha uta babruhu sumangalaha yecha imam rudrah abhitah dikshu sritah sahasrasah avaishagum helayimahe. This is now conversation with Rudra. Now it is no longer chanting. Now the intellect is focused on what does that mean. I'll give you the simple meaning of the mantra. Asau means the sun. Asau means the sun. Yaha, that sun. That sun who is first tamraha, blood red in color, tamraha. Uta, after that, babhruhu, golden in color. Sumangalaha, then he is radiant, completely dispelling darkness. Sumangalaha. Now, what is this to do with Rudra? What is described here is the phenomenon of sunrise. You just heard now? This is what happens when the sun is rising on the horizon. Have you watched the sunrise? Yes. When the sun is rising on the horizon, the sun looks first blood red in color. Then he looks pinkish in color, pinkish red in color. Then he looks golden red in color. Then he looks completely on the top, there is no darkness, he is white in color. Sumangala is completely white in color. So the sun is changing colors. When he is rising, the colors of the sun are changing. Then says, Echa Imam Rudrah. Like this, all these Rudras that are now all pervading the earth. Imam means the earth. All the Rudras are now pervading all over the earth. Imam Rudra Abhitaha Dikshusritaha. They are pervading the entire sphere of the earth, all over the earth. Echa Imam Rudraha Abhitaha Dikshu Sahasrasaha. There are millions of these Rudras that are now all pervading the earth in all directions. Sahasrasaha. Now I am connecting to these Rudras. What am I doing to these Rudras? Ava imahe. I am now connecting to these Rudras and I am praying to them, may I not hate you. Heda imahe. Ava hava. Heda imahe. Ava imahe. Heda ha. Means I am now praying to all these Rudras that are thousands in numbers. And all these Rudras that are all pervading around the entire earth. I am telling these Rudras, Rudras, may I not hate you or may you not hate me. Completely lost, no? What is this sun rising on the horizon? Suddenly all these thousands of Rudras, why am I telling them that I should not hate them or they should not hate me? What is this to do with the Shiva? By the way, anyway, Rudrabhishekam, this Shiva guy, how is he connected to all this? Confusion, no? This is the beauty of Vedas. This is the beauty of teaching. If it is explained very simply like that, people will forget very easily. It took me at least 10 years for this body to chant these mantras hundreds of thousands of times. And still every time I chant these mantras, a new level of deeper meaning arises. This is the point of teaching. You don't teach anybody directly. This is indirect teaching with metaphors. With metaphors. All of this is about metaphor. You now need to go deeper and deeper. Now what is this? What is described in this mantra? I will repeat again. Asau yaha. That sun first looks tamraha, blood red in color. Uta arunaha. Then he is in pinkish red in color. Then babruhu, golden red in color. Then sumangalaha, white and all pervading, dispelling darkness. Now once the sun rises up there, now what is coming from that sun to all over direction, what is happening? All the rays of the sun, thousands of the rays of the sun are now coming down from that sun and they are all pervading the earth around you. Yes? Yes? Now imagine if those rays are intense like in Tiruvannamalai we noticed. There you are in Guntur, for example. That's where I come from. And then when the sun is on the top, exactly mid-noon, that sun's rays are so scorching. Absolutely scorching. You have no clue how scorching they are. You guys have no clue. I do. Then it is so scorching, you are hiding for shade. You are running for shade. Because they are so piercing, right? They are completely creating so much of tapana. They call, what is that? I don't know what to say that in English. You don't know either. Okay. Put your hand. If I don't know what it means in English, you definitely don't know. So, it's scorching sun. Now what you are saying is, may that sun who is sending all these thousands of rays down from the top of me, may his rays not pierce me so much that he is hating me with his rays. That is what is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay? Now chant one more time because you will now, you know the words. Asau yaha tamraha arunaha uta babruhu sumangalaha echa imam rudraha abhitaha dipshu sritaha sahasrasaha avaisham hedayimahe. That is the mantra. Asau yas
tamro aruna uta babru sumangala yeche magum rudra abhito dikshu shrita sahasra so paishagum nerahimahe.
Asau, you see, when you're chanting avai shagum hedayimahe, vai shagum penetrate hedayimahe. That heda means penetrating ferocity. That is what is the meaning, the English meaning of that is penetrating ferocity. What is penetrating now? The rays of the sun are penetrating. Now this mantra, now I'll give you the antarartha, the encrypted meaning, the inner meaning of the mantra. So we are looking at the first line of the mantra is about the sun rising on the horizon. Yes? And why does the sun appear in different colors? Only children, physics, little older children. Why does the sun look in different colors when he rises? Physics, you have not learnt in physics yet? If they haven't learnt, you definitely have not. So don't raise your hand. Have you learned the physics? What happens when the sun rises on the horizon? Why did you raise your hand?
I wanted to say an answer.
You have an answer? Okay. Prem, explain to them why does the sun appear in different colors? Louder. Everybody should hear.
So, basically sky consists of various molecules. Air itself is not air, so it comprises of various molecules. So depending on the concentration of what molecules are made of, and sun rises, that causes the diffraction of light to create these lights. So if you have more pollution, then it turns out to be more violet in the night. If there is less, then it's going to be red in color. The light blue color that you see is basically the reflection of water itself. It's not the sun that gives you the blue light.
What he said is completely true, but these kids did not understand a single thing you said.
This is all like
what? No, what he said is true. The different colors of the sun come because of scattering of light. Is the sun all actually in different colors?
No.
No. So what is causing the different colors? Particles. Yeah. Who said particles? Yeah, very good. All these particles that are in the atmosphere, they're scattering the light. And when they scatter the light, the sun appears in different colors. The longer the number of particles that the light has to travel in, it will appear in different color because of that. The blood red color because of the scattering of the light rays, the wavelength, then that causes the different colors of the sun. Iranan, tracking so far? Okay, you learned this, right? Have anything to add that will simplify for the children? No. Why you give up like that? Simply, chumma, you're giving up. Okay, where is this guy? Bug him tonight to explain better. Okay. Homework. You have to do homework also. Yes, you understand? So, the number of particles, like for example, when the sun is rising on the horizon, the rays are traveling much longer, isn't it? Yes? Hello. And then when he raises, then the number of particles it has to travel. Now, the actual colorless sun, the sun is colorless. Sun has no color associated with it. But what is causing the colors? Scattering of the light is what is causing. I will give you the inner thing. Same thing happens with our observation of God also. If God is the sun, your perception about God depends on how much your matter is scattering his light. The dense the matter you have, the dense matter you have, your perception of God will depend on how dense the matter you have in your head. Please remember this. The moment you look at Sai Baba and you are saying, oh, Sai Baba gives interviews only to rich people. Sai Baba is giving rings to only very affluent people. Sai Baba is going in a Mercedes car. Sai Baba is this, Sai Baba is that. You have a lot of dense matter. So much dense matter that you are judging now God, who is colorless, based on your own color. Remember that. Just remember that. So you have to ask, oh my God, how much matter I need to clear in my head that I am judging even God, who is actually colorless. But my judgment is coming because of the matter I have in my head. So much I need to clear my matter. Clear? Hello. Is that crystal clear? No. Crystal clear is not a pun. It is a real word I am asking. Now, it has to be crystal clear now. So, when you wear, hello, you majjala paadukutna vetra happy gare. You are in bliss or what? Are you becoming happy while I'm okay? I just want to make sure. You're still connected, right?
Does that mean the more brain cells you have, the worse it is?
Not more brain cells. The brain cells are okay, but the matter that matters. So the problem is with the matter. The more the matter, the more scattering of divinity. Your perception of divinity is scattered. When you have more matter, therefore you should say, doesn't matter. You should only two words very important. Never. Doesn't. Mind and matter. Therefore you should constantly remember, never. Doesn't. There you go. This is the philosophy you need to connect to. The more the matter,
more scattering.
You see how simple? Spirituality is so simple. It is so simple. And this mantra is actually telling you, Asamyastamro Arunavutabhrasamangalaha. Look at that sun that I am perceiving. He's looking blood red in color, pinkish red in color, then suddenly golden red in color. Absolutely colorless. So, is the sun changing or what is changing? No, matter is changing. Sun is not changing. The matter is changing. Asavyastamro arunavuta vabhrasumangalaha. Let's chant one more time. Now you have got a different perspective about the mantra.
Asavyastamro arunavuta vabhrasumangalaha. Yeche magam rudra abhito dikshu shrita sahasra so vaishagum.
So, now when you look at this mantra in a beautiful, Swami says in very beautiful discourse, when you go outside, when the sun is really hot, now you wear different sun shapes. The color suddenly changes, isn't it? You are wearing green glasses, the whole outside looks what?
Green
in color. When you are wearing blue? Blue. Depending upon the shades you wear, the outside world looks different color, isn't it? Similarly, depending upon the judgment you wear, your perception, the shades that you wear. There is a shade called tamoguna. There is a shade called rajoguna. There is a shade called sattvaguna. There is a shade or no shade. Your perception of gods and other individuals depends on what shade you are wearing, not because what they are. Yeah? Now story time, I'll tell you a story. Once upon a time, in Bombay, in a very high-rise apartment, a wife and a husband lived. And what happened, every day, the husband will come for breakfast, and he's sitting, and then he's looking at another apartment, and he sees a woman hanging clothes every day. And then he says, look at that woman, every day I watch her, she's hanging dirty clothes. Every day. Then, oh yeah, and the wife said, yeah, that's true. Why is she hanging dirty clothes on the liner? And this happened for a few weeks, every day. Suddenly one day the husband was having breakfast, and the person was actually hanging the clothes, very clean white clothes. And then he asked, wonderful, I mean, now suddenly she's actually hanging white clothes. What happened? Did you go talk to her? And then the wife said, no, I cleaned our windows. So what's the problem? These windows that we have, you have to clean them. And not these windows. The guy who is seeing through the windows, your mind, if you keep that clean, then everything looks clean. Everything looks clean. So perceptions and judgment make the world look very different. And when you are in fearful mode, when you are wearing the glasses of fear, God looks blood red in color. Blood red. Because there is more matter. Fear is more matter to penetrate. And now, if you are a passionate mind, God looks beautiful, reddish, orange in color. And when you are equipoised, means what? Equal mind that doesn't judge. God is right on your top. And he's reflecting straight down upon you. There is no more shadow. Before that, there is a long shadow. Sun is here, you are here, long shadow. Sun is here, you are here, a little bit short shadow. Sun is here, you are here,
no shadow.
Now you see, this sun, his reflection now, his spark, his ray, is now reflecting in so many things, just like it is reflecting in you. The same sun is reflecting upon all the objects that are around you. Yes? Hello? Yes or no? Kanduvagu heenadhikamulindulevu andariki srihare antaratma indulo jantukulavanta okate andariki srihare antaratma hare antaratma శ్రీహరి అంతరాత్మ. గాడ్ సెడ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ద స్పార్క్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ మమైవాంశో జీవలోకే. ఐ ఆమ్ ద స్పార్క్ ఆఫ్ డివినిటీ దట్ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ విత్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్. డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ నిండాన రాజు నిద్రించు నిద్రైనొకటే. దట్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సాంగ్ బై అన్నమయ్య. Where the sun is shining upon an elephant, sun is shining upon a dog, sun is shining upon a king, sun is shining upon a pauper. Does the sun distinguish whether I should only shine on beautiful people, I should not shine on ugly people? Is the sun discriminating like that? No. Similarly, God has no discrimination. Who has the discrimination?
Us.
And the discrimination comes from? Shades. Yeah, exactly. Remove the shade. Now every time you're very beautiful, you judge somebody and you should remember, take the shades. Clean the windows. Everything looks. Previous mantra was about? Fear. This mantra is about? No judgment, hate. If you remove judgment, you don't hate anyone. Now I thought I'll complete two mantras today, but it's okay if we do only one mantra in class, no? Because it will stick in our head. This is lifelong lesson, right? This is a life lesson. This is not a, it's a life lesson for lifelong. It is every time when we are chanting Rudra, now the power of these mantras is, every time when you are chanting these mantras, suddenly this value principle should shoot up in your head. Value principle should come up. And if the value principle is coming up because of the Vedas, and that is the only purpose of Vedas, and that is the only reason why Bhagwan asked us to learn Rudra. Nothing else, nothing more than that. We can all be, because the problem is the mirror that we are talking about, the window, always gets dirty. No question about that, right? Hello. We will come to mantras where which talk about how the mirror doesn't get dirty. The point is, the mirror is constantly getting dirty. And now this mirror that is constantly getting dirty has to be cleaned. Has to be cleaned. How it can be cleaned? Only if you have an awareness of what needs to be cleaned, you will clean. Otherwise, you will be walking around having breakfast every day thinking the person outside is hanging dirty clothes. Yes? We are always thinking other person is the problem. Spirituality, other person is the problem. How come they are like that? You never ask the question, how come I am like this? You are always asking, how come my mother-in-law is like this? How come my father-in-law is like this? I wish they are different. I wish my, you know, boss is different. I wish my teacher is different. I wish somebody is different. No. Question is, problem is you. What are you doing about how you are different? How we are actually looking at people without fear, looking at people without judgment. Two mantras, beautiful mantras. Number 6 is about fearlessness. Once, even if you lose fear, you still have the judgment remaining with you. Now you can ask the question, how can I not be judgmental? Supposing if some, you know, gunda guy is there or whatever, you know, I have to do my job as a police officer. How can I not be judgmental? Of course you have to do your duty, but that is contextual. You're doing your duty. You don't carry that with you. You understand? I'll tell one more story, quick story, metaphors like this. An old Buddhist monk and a very young Buddhist monk were walking in the forest, and now they had to cross the river, and there was a beautiful 18-year-old young woman waiting to cross the river, and it was raining like crazy. Then the old monk carried this 18-year-old woman and he walked through the river and dropped her outside of the river, and they started walking. And the young guy, after they walked 3 miles into the forest, he asked, but master, I still have a question. And they said, what is the question? How could you carry an 18-year-old beautiful girl like that across the river? And the master told him, look son, I dropped her 3 miles ago. You have carried her all the way into the forest. Don't carry the judgment. Once you're done with it, leave the judgment. You have done your duty, leave it. But we carry it. We carry the perception, we carry the judgment. Like I showed once in the class, judgment 1, judgment 2, judgment 3. Now what happens? You have become just a judgment carrier and you are drowning and drowning and drowning. No life to live. You are living the life of others. You are carrying their perceptions. You are carrying their judgments with you. And now you have become drowned. You have no way to look at the light. No light. What sun is rising? No idea. Sun is rising up. Because you never saw sun rising and you never saw sun actually setting. You wake up at 10 o'clock and you sleep at whatever time, right? When you, if you, where is he? Right. If you sleep at, not you, man, you're just looking at you. Only. Okay. 3 o'clock, if you sleep, you wake up at 12 o'clock. What is the point, Aray? Asamyas tamra arunavata babrusum. You have never seen any of those phases of the sun, okay? At least let us look at the sun. Yara pray, Madhu, you know? Yeah. Every day now. Okay, one more time and we'll continue next week. Okay. Om Shanti.